Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge, author of PR 2.0. I've been in public relations for 20 years, and I've witnessed so many changes in the industry. The greatest evolution by far in all my years is the concept of PR 2.0. It's the true convergence of public relations and the Internet to produce a new breed of savvy web PR marketers. This is not a new concept. It's actually been around for many years. Brian Solis, founder of FutureWorks, coined the term, and he, along with many other influencers, have moved the PR 2.0 flag forward. Since these developments have surfaced, many professionals are yet to embrace the true meaning and value. I wrote this book to help professionals learn, understand, and embrace the social media tools and techniques that facilitate conversations in web communities. The web is no longer thousands of individual websites. On the contrary, all of these sites are connected, and the people conversing are powerful influencers. You can see the real emphasis of PR 2.0 in this year's presidential election. The youth culture is highly motivated. They're involved in campaigning for candidates, watching and reviewing the debates through YouTube and MySpace. It's an election where the candidates can hear and answer questions in real time. We live in a world where consumers want immediate response and two-way communication. News is delivered quickly, and social media applications facilitate the dissemination at a rate that's unparalleled. Today, when you think about information, the media, bloggers, and the markets, they're all connected. Your brands need to participate and monitor the conversations. For many, PR 2.0 is a journey through uncharted waters. You'll learn how to tie the pieces of your traditional past to the new rules to help your company stakeholders gather, organize, and share information to make informed decisions. The nature and the methods of communications have changed. The tools are so amazingly advanced, it's exciting and intimidating at the same time. PR 2.0 focuses on several important groups: the media that feed the blogosphere, the new citizen journalists and bloggers who now have the power to influence thousands, and you and your interactions with people, not necessarily as a marketer or a PR person, but as a peer who can help to guide, inform, and answer their questions. Another very important message in my book is how to use the tools properly to participate in the conversations. Blogging, I believe, is the first step to social networking. Through blogs, people hear what the executives or employees of a company have to say, and the ability to have two-way conversations is by far your best 24/7 focus panel, all without the $25,000 price tag. If you look at the conversations on the web, these are real people who want to hear from you or your company. They only trust the brands that show they have a voice. Companies need to speak up and stop hiding behind their monikers. Look at the situation with Dell. After what the media referred to as Dell Hell, the company now has a blogging community set up with over 30,000 members. Dell doesn't limit the conversation. They want to hear all of their customers' comments, good, bad, or indifferent. You can use several PR 2.0 applications to get the conversation started. And as Dell and many other companies have experienced, they may not always be pleasant, but that's not a reason to opt out of the conversations. They go on whether you like it or not and whether you know it or not. Many companies are blogging today, and I applaud them. Some companies have groups set up on social networking sites, including Facebook and MySpace. Some companies are even launching products and services in Second Life. However, it all starts with you and your understanding of how important it is to learn the guidelines for direct-to-consumer communication. Today, you can reach influencers that weren't reachable in years past. In PR 2.0, you'll also learn the media is still present. They're a very powerful group. As a matter of fact, some of your journalists have joined the blogosphere. You'll have to put your best media relations practices in play to keep your contacts close. This way, they'll continue to spread favorable news for your brands. However, they're not your only influencers. The bloggers are just as influential. Today, brands are no longer able to control conversations. And the reason? Consumers want to drive their own communication and be in control of their brands. It's really important to realize that PR 2.0 provides the tools for better monitoring. Today, there are tools that can track the blogosphere and translate the conversations for you. You can easily identify the tone of a conversation and if the discussions are positive or negative. As a result, you can inject positive communication to support chatter or take active measures to combat and clear up any miscommunication. Peer 2.0 is the path to great conversations that build loyalty, trust, and strong relationships. As a communications professional, you can't afford to ignore the way the markets are conversing. It's time to jump in, engage, and be a part of those conversations. As a result of Peer 2.0, the changes are immense, somewhat overwhelming, but definitely exciting. Peer 2.0 and social media applications are here to stay. And as a result, our profession is evolving. If people in their web communities are craving information a certain way, it's not for us to ignore or deny those requests. It's time to evolve, be flexible, and deliver information into web communities through social media. Peer 2.0 is not a fad, and as it continues to develop, so will the brands that adhere to the new rules of communication. You'll need to look at public relations with a fresh set of eyes. You'll never abandon what you've learned in the past, but you will need to apply the new rules of 2.0 to every part of the communications process. Peer 2.0 is today, and it's the future.